you bring her in the first time y'all come. I said, you bring her in. He said, I want to get her over and ask her a few questions. And I did that. And he sat and talked to her a long time. And he told her, he said, now, honey, you going home. And you just write me a personal letter. With, he said, I just want you to write it with a pen. Don't get no typewriter. Mm-hmm. And I'll file it. And I'll file it over here. And when there's an opening, you've got it.
Mm.
So he got lots of girls in there. That's about six or seven in the back room there, you know, keeping up with it.
Yeah.
Checking accounts and all that. And he's got about four out in the front room writing mortgages and things, you know. She'd never get out there for a long time, you know.
Yeah, probably not. Oh, let's see, we said on the 10th of month, by the month, the bills are what?
Huh?
On the 10th of the month, the bills are what?
Due.
And let's see, sometimes money is...
Scarce.
Yeah. I say sometimes.
It's been pretty scarce though since we have been sick, thanks
for
much medicine.
Oh boy.
Doctor bills.
Uh-huh. And when you went to the creek, you, what did you do? When you went down the river?
I go swimming.
Uh-huh. And what did you do when you got up on the bank and you...
Zero.
Uh-huh. And, oh, let's see. Did you say that, well, you said you had some climbers in the family.
Mm-hmm.
Children?
Yeah, we had some kids that bad to climb. So we had five boys and they'd all climb trees and cut one another down. And listen, if they go out in the woods and tree a squirrel, they'd go up there and punch him out of them holes.
Huh.
They'd climb trees. He wasn't scared. I never was bad to climb, but I was always scared.
Uh-huh. You ever get in trouble that way?
No, I never did get one hurt. He always act with Lord Bick would be with him, I guess, reading when he's all cutting down sapling and it happened. It wouldn't turn over, you know, it'll
yeah.
Come down the track.
Well, if something like this happened yesterday, you'd say, yesterday, my boy, did
got,
what?
Got hurt.
Well,
or he didn't get hurt.
And well, he got hurt and somebody said, what'd he do? You'd say he...
Cut down. Up a tree
and another boy cut it down with him.
How'd he get up there?
He clung to the top of it, you know, and he'd swing out on it and the old boy chop it down easy, you know. See how they do? You just have to hit it a few licks with the axe and the
boy
would come.
Boy, what a hard game.
I was wondering about a boy. When we come down here, that don't make a difference. You can take that out of your paper. It's not running anyway.
Well, you want me to take, let me shut this off? I was going to ask you about...
Your machine ain't running now.
I got it all turned on. If you write somebody a letter and you ask for information, you can expect what?
Tell me the truth about it.
Yeah, would you say you'd expect an answer?
Answer, yeah. Uh-huh. Truth of the letter.
And you'd say you'd expect an answer because you've what?
Wrote him a letter.
Uh-huh. Is that what you'd say? I expect an answer because I've...
I don't know how to answer that. No.
Uh-huh. Well, if you wrote this letter and you didn't know where the fellow lived,
mm-hmm.
if you gave it to your wife
mm-hmm.
to write that on the envelope, what would you ask her?
And I'd write, ask her to write to a certain fella, you know,
uh-huh.
give him his address, name and address.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's the address,
wouldn't
you?
Hmm?
Wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm. Would you? I'd ask her to address his letter to
uh-huh.
a certain man.
That's what we always do.
When you get old as I am, you'll find different things about your brain. You'll be dumb, you know.
I found that already. I get up in the morning and my head is just it's a mess. I can't think.
Well, you've got too much brains. You know, you're too smart. That's it.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah, I must.